And then when I started interviewing people, I got the sense of how many different dynamics were affected. Because once you start changing the way women are running their lives, obviously, that changes the way their spouses are running their lives. And the effect of for the children is there, too. Mm-hmm. And it, the business world that they're participating in and the family, you know, it could be talking about fertility issues. Or you can talk about family dynamics or, you know, all those issues. Tracking that trend, this trend to starting at 35 or later has been growing since the mid-70s. Steadily. Two dynamics that they pointed to, though, were higher wages. They were making higher wages and that they had more clout at work, mm-hmm. which meant basically that they had more experience. And because of that experience, their employers trusted them. So they were willing to negotiate a family-friendly schedule for them in a way that they might not have been willing for someone who had less experience. Mm-hmm. And also because of that experience, their employers wanted to retain them. So they had more of a motive to be accommodating. So they felt that having put in that early time gave them a clout that made it more possible for them to combine work and family in an effective way.